The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Hey folks, Dr. Joe here. So glad you spent a little time with us today. Always appreciate that. I know everybody's real busy. And today we're going to talk about sugar and Alzheimer's disease. Now, this is important because you're thinking to yourself, but Dr. Joe, I don't have Alzheimer's disease. I don't have to worry about it. Well, the only treatment, there is no treatment for Alzheimer's. The only treatment we know of is prevention. And so you really got to pay attention. And especially on holidays, when somebody might be eating a lot of cakes and cookies and donuts and sugary treats and candies, we think, well, that's just a treat, Dr. Joe. I'm just going to have that once in a while. What I want people to do is I want you to write down everything you eat. If you see if you're lying to yourself, and chances are you are, because we all do. And on my website, drjoe.com, we have a form. You can go to patient forms, and it's called the diet diary. And just take that and write down everything you eat. Don't change your diet. Don't lie. Whatever it is, just write it down. I'm not going to look at it. It's strictly for you. And then after 4 or 5 days, go back and look at what you ate. You will be blown away with how much sugar you're eating every single day. Now, when I say sugar, you think, you know, ice cream and candy. What about breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas? These are all sugars. Now, if you have sugar in fruit, that's different. We're going to cover that in a little bit. But fruit juice is just like drinking candy. It's really bad stuff. So Alzheimer's disease, it's a severe form of dementia. It affects an estimated 5.2 million Americans, and that was back in 2013. So that was a couple of years ago. Now, think about this. How many of you have been affected by somewhat Alzheimer's? I have. I had a friend of mine whose mother had it, and I remember going there, and it was almost like they were acting. If you've never been exposed to it, you talk to somebody, and they're talking to you like they're joking with you, like somebody's being silly, and you're like, oh, come on, you know who I am. Oh, come on, you know what day it is. They don't. And the reason is the brain develops something called amyloid plaque. Now, amyloid plaques are things that we find in people's brains with Alzheimer's. And essentially, it's a plaque that forms, and it prevents the nerves from traveling along the nerves and going into the part of the brain that's a memory. So that part of the brain is basically blocked off because of these amyloid plaques. Now, some research that we're leading toward now is towards something called a tau protein, T-A-U. Now, a tau protein is found in the brain, and it's supposed to be there. But what we're finding now, it seems to be that the tau protein are turning themselves inside out. And when they turn themselves inside out, they stick to each other. And when they stick to each other, we believe that now is forming the plaque. So now the question comes in is, why is the tau protein turning itself inside out? And we think we know the answer, and that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have any questions, we're going to open up the phone lines, 844-44-DR-JOE. Any questions, not just about Alzheimer's, but any questions you have on healthcare, 844-44-DR-JOE. 1 in 9 seniors over the age of 65 has Alzheimer's. It's thought to be the third leading cause of death in the United States, right behind heart disease and cancer. So you hear about heart disease, you hear about cancer, nobody talks about Alzheimer's. If you've ever been to a senior housing where they take care of seniors, I'm ready to explode every time I walk into one of these things because of what they're feeding these people. It's Jell-O, it's cookies, it's cakes, it's breads, it's donuts, it's ice cream socials. And then they have people with Alzheimer's, and they're feeding them the same thing. It's unbelievable. It's like throwing gas on a fire. I don't get why they're doing this. Well, I know why. It's cheap. But still, if it's my mom in there, if it's my dad in there, I want to make sure that they're not being fed these things that we now show a link directly to Alzheimer's disease. So there's a growing research. It's a powerful connection between your diet and the risk of Alzheimer's. And it's also called, it's similar to type 2 diabetes. So what happens is with type 2 diabetes, you put sugar in your body, your brain will utilize glucose as a fuel. And the way the brain utilizes glucose is your brain produces something called insulin. Now a lot of you thinking, oh, no, Dr. Joe, the pancreas makes insulin, not the brain. Wrong. I thought that too, by the way. The brain actually produces insulin. And insulin goes into the cells and unlocks the cell. That's like a key. Unlocks the cells and allows glucose to go into the cell and be utilized as fuel. It works throughout the body. It works in the brain. But when you eat too much sugar, your body produces too much insulin, and the cells keep getting unlocked and sugar being dumped in there, the cells say, wait a minute, I can't take any more sugar. It's going to gunk up my works. So what I have to do is resist the insulin from opening me up. So now the insulin goes into the cell and says, okay, I'm a key. I'm going to open up the lock. And the cell says, you can't do that. because I have too much sugar already, and the cells become insulin resistant. We call that type 2 diabetes. When it happens in the brain, it's now called type 3 diabetes. So Alzheimer's disease was tentatively dubbed that in early 2005 when researchers discovered that in addition to the pancreas, the brain made insulin, and insulin is necessary for the brain cells to survive. And so that's where the problem comes in. But the good news is the brain doesn't have to use insulin. The brain can use other forms of fuel. And if we cut off the brain from insulin and sugar, it can utilize other forms of fuel, which is kind of cool stuff. Now, in your brain, insulin helps the neurons uptake the glucose. I keep bumping into the microphone today. I've never done that before. Very odd. And it helps regulate the neurotransmitters, things like acetylcholine, which is necessary for brain function as well. And that's critical for memory and learning. So if you start affecting the neurotransmitters, it's going to affect the acetylcholine, which is very, very important for memory. So research has also shown that type 2 diabetics lose more volume in their brain than expected, particularly in a part of the brain called the gray matter. And this is the kind of brain atrophy that's contributing to things like dementia. So we're seeing that people with diabetes have more susceptibility to Alzheimer's. We're seeing that the same mechanism is going on between type 2 diabetes and now type 3 diabetes, and that becomes a big issue. Folks, got to go to a break. If you have a healthcare question, not just about Alzheimer's and sugar, the number is 844-44-DR-JOE. My website, over 1,000 hours of podcast there. In fact, this show tomorrow will be on the website, drjoe.com. Because I know a lot of you are listening right now and saying, oh my gosh, I wish my friend or my mother, my father was listening to this. It's going to be on a website tomorrow, drjoe.com. If you have any questions, 844-44-DR-JOE. Folks, I got to go to a break. If you have any questions, call us right now. I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. We'll be right back.